Mike here. It's Noise of Carpet. Thanks for listening. I'm excited today on top of a mountain like Zeus in the clouds. It's House of Love to start things off today. The song's called Hannah. It's from the album House of Love. Don't be confused with the other House of Love album called House of Love. It's the blue one. Saw a cool band on the weekend called The Velt, and they did a House of Love cover, so it got me all House of Lovey. So this is Hannah from 1990. Enjoy, and I'll talk to you in a few minutes.
Don't care what it took. No. Town, and you can't face up to me. I know you're proud, and I'm not that proud, at least not from what I've seen. Flies in the leaf, footprints across the sea. Trace them back to where it all gets hacked. You find the cuts never run too deep. The cuts never run too deep.
Democracy Now!, hosted by award-winning independent journalist Amy Goodman. Tune in to your daily progressive news, aired Monday through Friday at 11 a.m. on CJSF.
move on. Elsa Fornicom, and this is Huevos Rancheros. Surf rock from Calgary, Alberta, Canada. That's Huevos Rancheros from an album called Ensville with an exclamation point from the mid-90s, a song called Bo Diddlius. There were a few bands from Canada that were doing a lot of that sort of surf rock in the day. Shadowy Men and Shadowy Planet as well. And a couple members of Shadowy Men were on the band for that called Phonocomb. And the song was Grip and Grin from Fresh Gasoline. It's Mike here. It's a noise of carpet. A little bit echoey here. Speak into the microphone. Okay. Thank you for listening. Welcome to everyone listening around the world on CJSF.ca and listening locally on 90.1 FM on the dial, the FM dial in Metro Vancouver here. It's raining outside, but it's hot in the studio, as you can imagine. Do you remember Do the Right Thing? Oh, you know, the DJ was just complaining about how hot it was. It's exactly the same thing here. It's warm, but it's okay. It keeps you awake. Surprisingly, it keeps you awake. You're on fire here, kind of. Before the Phonocomb song, it was a song called Can't Face Up from an album called One Chord to Another, about 1994. Band Sloan, as you know. And to start things off, that set, House of Love, a song called Hannah. I did see a band. Went to the Chameleons last Saturday. The Chameleons are from the UK, post-punk band from the 80s, I guess, starting in the 80s. And you might remember the song Swamp Thing. Very cool. Great intro. And the band called The Velt Open. Velt is a sort of a quiet, not hugely well-known band from North Carolina that sort of hung out with the Supertrunk people, all the North Carolina indie bands, including Archers of Loaf, and put out a few albums and then kind of disappeared. But they're touring again. They opened, and I did have the pleasure of chatting with the lead singer. Great guy. Really fun. So we're going to play one of their songs later in the show, absolutely for sure. And anyway, so they opened with House of Love's Christine, and they're a shoegaze band, and just six guitars on stage, and they just rocked it, and it just blew me away doing a House of Love cover. So that's why we started with that today. So let's move on. As I said, I'm glad that you're here. We're going to play a bunch of songs, we're going into Canada today. We got lots of indie stuff from around this large country, and then we're going to roll back into a new song that I heard for the first time ever a couple days ago, which you might like to round things off at the end of this show. But before we get there, let's listen to a song called Sinking Hearts, and the band is called The Organ, and this is you're listening on Noise of Carpet, the indie noises of the 90s, and this one just a little bit newer than that. A song called Sinking Hearts, CGSF, 90.1 FM.
Remember when I
Dr. Anthony Lazarus, and this is Climate Connections. Satellites in space are enabling researchers to track air pollution on Earth and show that it's possible to improve air quality and reduce climate change at the same time. Susan Annenberg is at the George Washington University Milken Institute School of Public Health. Her team analyzed 15 years of satellite data from more than 13,000 cities worldwide.
So we can get a sense for how pollution is changing in every city on the planet.
They looked at concentrations of three pollutants that harm people's health and at emissions of carbon dioxide, which warms the climate. In more than half of the cities, all four pollutants rose or fell together. That's because they're often caused by the same culprit, burning fossil fuels. In cities that are burning more fossil fuels, like in parts of India and sub-Saharan Africa, concentrations of all four pollutants increased.
There is a lot of economic growth happening. There's population growth, and there are no strong emission control regulations.
Whereas in places that have taken steps to limit fossil fuel use, pollution fell across the board. So burning fewer fossil fuels can reduce climate change and improve people's health. Climate Connections is produced by the Yale Center for Environmental Communication. To learn more about climate change, visit climateconnections.org.
there's Zune there. A Canadian artist. The song's called Broken Head. Bleached Waves is the record. Came out a couple of years ago. So that's Zune. Before that was Sukyin Lee with Run Away From Her. Album's Juge 2. Probably from 2016-15. Sukyin Lee, if you remember, was a video DJ here up in Canada in the day. And it's been around a lot of... it's a broadcaster, professional broadcaster for a very long time. Had a band called Bob's Your Uncle in the 90s, if you guys remember that. And that is one of her new compositions there called Run Away With Her. I enjoyed that. The Cinch, so we had a break there. And then before that,